परे सिद्ध गणा महर्षि तथा परे सिद्ध गणा महर्षि यवै समन्तादनु नीललोहितम् नमस्कृतः प्राह शशाङ्कशेखरम् नमस्कृतः प्राह शशाङ्कशेखरम् कृत प्रणामं प्रसन्निवात्मभो कृत प्रमाण प्रणामं प्रसन्निवात्मभो तथा
सो
अपरे द्वादश सिद्ध गणा सिद्ध महर्षि अलोंग विद द ग्रेट सेजेस ए हु वै इंडीड समन्तात्
from all sides,
anu,
after,
nilalohitam,
Lord Shiva,
namaskritaha,
making obeisances,
praha,
said,
sasankasekaram, to Lord Shiva, krita pranamam, having made obeisances, prahasana, smiling, eva,
as,
atmabhu,
Lord Brahma.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation. All the sages who were sitting with Lord Shiva, such as Narada and others, also offer their respectful obeisances to Lord Brahma. After being so worshipped, Lord Brahma, smiling, began to speak to Lord Shiva. In response to translation,
all the sages
who were sitting with Lord Shiva,
such as Narada,
and others,
also offer their respectful
obeisances.
To Lord Brahma.
After being so worshipped,
Lord Brahma,
smiling,
began to speak to Lord Shiva.
Purport. Lord Brahma was smiling because he knew that Lord Shiva is not only easily satisfied, but easily irritated as well. He was afraid that Lord Shiva might be in angry mood because he had lost his wife and had been insulted as follows. Om Agyanatinandasya Agyananjana Salakaya Chakshurumilitam Neva Tasmai Sri Guru Venaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Vadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padagamanam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sandhiyam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Sri He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Dupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatya Kanchana Gaurage Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwapanam Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vansha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu bhevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sravasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama we still continue to narrate this Sarira's very wonderful pastime that is being described here. The pastimes of Lord Shiva, Lakshya, and so on. So thus far we heard it is the time where Lord Brahma is approaching Lord Shiva. Lord Brahma and other demigods approaching Lord Shiva at his abode Kailas. This is after when Daksa insulted Lord Shiva. Then Mother Sati also had quit her body at the Yajna. And after the Mother Sati quit her body, Lord Shiva was upset, and he had created a demon called Birabhadra. And when the Birabhadra and the others, the soldiers, came to Yajna, destroyed the Yajna, and also created disturbance, and also killed, cut off the head of Daksha. So after hearing this, Lord Brahma actually knew that Lord Shiva is upset. So they all along with the demigods, are coming to pacify Lord Shiva. So this chapter itself is Brahma satisfied Lord Shiva is the title. So they have traveled through different regions of the universe and finally have reached Lord Shiva. And at this point we're hearing how the dealings of when the great exalted Vaishnavas are meeting, how the dealings are taking place in between the great personalities. This is what we're learning. Yesterday we heard that Lord Shiva's lotus feet were worshipped by both the demigods and the demons. But still, in spite of his exalted position, as soon as he saw that Lord Brahma was there amongst all of the demigods, he immediately stood up and offered him a respect by bowing down and touching his lotus feet. Just as Brahmana offered his respectful obeisance to Kashyapa Muni. So here we're seeing Lord Shiva is actually the example of how these great personalities receive each other. What is the importance, what is the great value in the Vedic culture of honoring, respecting different personalities, different, for that matter, all living entities. So, So Lord Shiva is the great exalted devotee, as we heard. Who is always in thinking of Lord Krishna. Always in remembrance of Lord Shiva. Even here in this particular sloka, we are hearing that he is... What is he doing? In this verse, what is Lord Shiva doing? Yes. So he is narrating the pastimes. He is in the company of Vaishnavas like Narada and others. And what is he doing? He is discussing Krishna Katha. So even Lord Shiva himself mentions Lord Sati in previous chapter. That's, he confirms that Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sattitam Yadi Hate Yatra Puman Apabhita Sattve Cha Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Yat Adukshade Me Namasa Vidhiyate. Lord Shiva says, I'm always engaged in offering obeisances. Offering obeisances to who? Bhagavan Vasudeva.
This is Lord Shiva's statement. This is Lord Shiva.
Mentioning.
What is he doing? Namasa vidhiyate means he is always worshipping Bhagavan Vasudeva. This is in the third and fourth canto of chapter 3, text number 23, Lord Shiva mentioning. So Lord Shiva has got a very special role in this universe. He helps in creation, he helps in maintenance, he also helps in the many ways in the universal role. He is the direct expansion of Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu. He is also Gunavatar. Gunavatar, there are three modes. Sattva, Raja and Tama. So Lord Shiva is in charge of Tamogun. Doesn't mean that Lord Shiva is in Tamogun. Sometimes we get said, oh, Lord Shiva is put his ashes on, he's just in the crematorium, and he's doing this or he's doing that. But Lord Shiva is in charge of Tamogun. He's not part of Tamogun. He's not in the Tamogun. Just like an example Prabhupada gives is the jailer. Jailer is residing in jail, but he is not part of jail. He's in charge of the jail. He commands. Even though we may see Lord Shiva is dressing in very unusual, but because he is in charge of those personalities who are like ghosts and goblins and all those personalities. See, in order to be in being one of them, he also takes that kind of role. So he's so compassionate. That's the Lord Shiva. Vaishnava nam yatha sambhu. Lord Shiva is the Vaishnava, highest, the greatest Vaishnava. And he's also one of the Mahajan. So he's one of the 12 Mahajan. Mahajan's role is to establish all these great Mahajans is to establish the principle of religion. And what are we meant to do? We meant to follow these Mahajans. Whatever path or instruction provided by these great Mahajans, we are meant to follow. So Lord Shiva is one of them, one of the Mahajans. So here in this particular verse, what we are seeing is how the great personalities follow the etiquette, the Vedic etiquette in receiving the great personalities. And so today I will talk about, because this is what is, it's, I would like to see historically in Srimad Bhagavatam different pastimes of different personalities, how respecting and honoring and these personalities, how they have dealt. So one of the example is Sukadeva Goswami. Now Sukadeva Goswami is coming to the in the assembly of all these great personalities after he's been in the forest. He's only 16 years old. Yeah? Yet Sukadeva Goswami is given the seat in front of Vyasadeva, Narada, these great personalities. So, if we look at it in the materially, he's just 16 years old and he doesn't even have of clothing on, he's completely in abudut. Yet he's given the seat of a Vyasa to speak to this great audience of great personalities, Vyasa, Narada and all those great learned personalities. He is given this respect because of his realization, because of his the dedication or devotion to Krishna. He's a devotee. Therefore, he's given a respect. This is the Vedic culture. It's not because based on his age or the different. We'll see a different. For example, another example of giving respect to older. For example, Uddhava. When Vidura meets Uddhava after Lord Krishna has departed Dwarka, Vidura didn't take part in the Mahabharata war. He went in the pilgrimage. Lord Krishna and the Mahabharata war took place. Then Lord Krishna departed from this world. Before departing, Lord Krishna had instructed Uddhava. He instructed the whole Uddhava Gita. And when there was this Krishna was instructing, there was another personality also there present, was Maitreya Muni. So when Vidura met Uddhava at that point, when they were traveling, because Uddhava was also instructed by Krishna to go to Badrikashram. So when they met, Vidura requested Uddhava to please instruct me. You have received instruction from Uddhava. You also please impart that instruction to me. What did Uddhava do? Uddhava said no. Because you are elderly to me, because you are senior to me in age, I would recommend you go to the Maitreya Rishi. This is the etiquette. He could have given that. Uddhava had heard all that knowledge, but he could have given that knowledge to Vidura. But because the great Shrestha personality Maitreya was present, he recommended to go to Maitreya. So this fourth canto and then the third and fourth canto is being narrated by Maitreya to Vidura. This is what we're hearing. So this is one of the etiquette that being followed. And another, we see like in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. We just heard actually in yesterday's purport how Lord Krishna was respecting Yudhishthira's, touching the Yudhishthira's feet because Yudhishthira was elderly by his age. And so when in Dwarka, when Krishna was present, when he was ruling, once Narada Muni visited Lord Krishna. Now Lord Krishna is playing the role of a king or personality or great personality. So when Narada Muni arrived, what does Lord Krishna do?
Probably
he receives Narada. Yes. He receives Narada. And how he receives Narada? This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 69, verse number 14. The Supreme Lord is the greatest upholder of religious principle. Thus he noticed Narada. Now he says, notice Narada. He rose at once from the goddess Lakshmi Devi's bed. He was with Lakshmi Devi. He at once rose, bowed his crowned head at the Narada's feet, and joining his palm, had the sage sit in his own seat. This is Lord Krishna is showing how to receive a great personality. So Krishna, he was sitting, he was in the bed, when Narada Muni came there, he personally bow down to Narayana's feet. This is one of the etiquettes. And Lord Krishna, Lord bathed Narayana's feet. So he received them, he is now bathing his feet. And then he put the water that had bathed Narayana Muni onto his head. Although Lord Krishna is the supreme spiritual authority of the universe and the master of his devotees, it was proper for him to behave in this way. For him, the name is Brahmanya Devaya, the Lord who favors Brahmana. Thus Lord Krishna honored the sage Narada by bathing his feet, even though the water of the that bathes Lord's own feet becomes the Ganges, the ultimate holy shrine. See, Lord Krishna is showing the example how to honor guests, how do we receive, how do we. So these are different examples of how the great personalities in our Srimad Bhagavatam describe, how they receive, how they treat, how to these great personalities. Now, opposite to receiving or honoring guests is offending, not just giving a disrespect. Once again, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the story or the narration of Indra offending Brihaspati. Now Indra was sitting on his throne, and he was accompanied by the different great personalities, Siddhas, Chanaras. They were all singing, glorifying him, and he was and then all the Apsaras were dancing. At that moment, Brihaspati is the guru of Indra, Devtas. So he comes in. At that time, Indra is being so absorbed on his own enjoyment and everything, he neglects to even acknowledge the arrival of his spiritual master. So Brihaspati notices this and he just walks away. Now this is, and then as a result, the Indra and everything we know, the whole pastime unfolds, the pastimes of they lose Indra, the devatas and everything, they lose the power. Why? Because they have offended Guru. Did not show any respect, did not receive the spiritual master, did not receive the great personalities. As a result, what they do? He loses the power. And the whole pastimes of the Dhritarashtra and others takes place because of that offense. Similarly, another in the eighth canto, we also hear a similar pastime. Indra again, when Durvasa Muni offered him a garland, instead of accepting the garland, he gives this elephant, Airavata. Airavata just takes the garland and puts it under his feet. So, Durvasa Muni again, this is not an etiquette. Etiquette is to receive and respect and everything. So instead, he disrespects. What happens? As a result, the Indra loses the power. Devatas all lose, and then demon take over. And then all the pastimes of turning up ocean takes place. Samudra Mantam. So this is a failing to do a proper Vedic etiquette is what's being we learn. The Bali Maharaj took over the heavenly planet because of these different curses and everything. Indra loses the power, he loses the heavenly planet. And the demigod had to go to in exile. At that time, the mother of demigods, Aditi, She was lamenting and she was very sad. And then his husband, her husband, Kashyapa Muni comes and he notices her. He notices her, she's just morose, sad. In that conversation between Aditi and Kashyapa, Kashyapa Muni actually in fact asks, this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto, chapter 16, verse number 6. He says, I wonder whether because of being too attached to the member of your own family, you have failed to properly receive uninvited guests, who therefore were not welcome and went away. See, the point here is, Kashyapa Muni making, is that you have failed to receive uninvited guests. Therefore you're looking sad. Therefore this is the reason you could be sad. Is that the truth? He's putting a question. He says, I wonder whether you failed to properly receive uninvited guests, who therefore were not welcome and went away. Therefore you're looking amorous, therefore you're sad. And further in that same purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions, it is a duty of a household to receive guests. Grihe satrum api apapratam visvatam akutopayam. If even an enemy comes to your own home, one should receive him in such a way that the guest will forget that his host is an enemy. So Prabhupada is making a point that if even the enemy comes to your home, you should be given so much respect, so much, and that he should not feel that he's coming to the enemies. In that same conversation between Kashyapa Muni and Aditi, Kashyapa Muni says, home from which the guests go away without having been received, even with the offering of little water, is like those holes filled which are home of jackals. So at least when the guest arrives, this is what the Kashyapa Muni is saying, you should offer a little water, sweet words, somewhere to sit. This is the Vedic etiquette of. So this is. another pastime we know from Canto 8, how Bali Maharaj is the coming in the dynasty of demons, and he's the comes in the line of Hiranyakashipu and also great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So when Bhamanadev comes to his doorstep, he's dressed in a brahmachari and brahma. So he comes there and he receives the guests. He receives the Lord Brahmadev and he bathes his feet, he offers respect and he requests for, please ask, I am a Kshatriya, I am a king, you have come to my place, it's your duty to ask whatever the charity. So please ask. And the Brahmadev asks for 3 steps of land for himself. Then Bali Maharaj actually the detail of the pastime, I don't want to go into much detail, but the Bali Maharaj kind of laughs at Vamanev and said, you're asking who's, I'm the Lord of the whole three universe, a Lord of the universe, and you're asking me a little, 3 pieces of land? What kind of ask is this? And he said, the Brahman, they convinced him, so he could just give me 3 pieces of land. And so Bali Maharaj makes a sankalpa, a vow to give him that charity which Vamanadeva asked. At that point, Shukracharya, the spiritual master of Bali Maharaj, comes to and he says, "O king, the person you're giving this 3 pieces of land, the charity, is none other than Lord Vishnu. He will take away everything from you." At that time, Bali Maharaj says that I have made a promise, I have made a sankalpa, I have made a vow to give the 3 pieces of land. Then it is the customary, it is the Vedic principle that I will not go against my vow, my sankalpa. So the point here is that the importance of receiving guests and also offering the words and the word your word that you are taking the word and giving promise. So we know that how all the pastimes of Bali Maharaj takes place. And another great instance or the story of Maharaj Rantidev in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear in chapter 21 how he has received the guest and offer the story goes that Rantidev Maharaj is a great king in the line of Maharaj Bharat. And he was a devotee of Lord Vishnu. And he's such a pious king that whole kingdom was it's flourishing. He was getting all the citizens to follow the principle of religion. And it was a greatly flourishing kingdom. It happened so once that this kingdom, the drought, the famine took place. Because of the famine, there was no drought, and then there was no water, there was no grain, there was everything was just getting scarce and scarce and scarce. And it went to the point of like everybody all in this starvation, nearly to the point of starvation. So Rantidev Maharaj, being a king, being a leader, he's a devotee of Lord Vishnu, so he decides to take fasting for 48 days to please Lord Vishnu, to please help. He fasted for 48 days. After fasting 48 days, the Brahmana arrives there at his door. He was just about to break his fast. He had a meal in front of him and just about to break his fast. So Brahmana comes there and says, Oh king, I'm so hungry. Please give me some charity. Give me some food. Then he offered half of the portion of that what he was just about to eat. After fasting 48 days, I think just for fasting for one day, we know what is like in Janmashtami. By 12 o'clock, oh my God! And then imagine you have a nice plate of prasadam, and somebody says, "Okay, please give me the plate." And this is Maharaj Rantidev is fasting for 48 days, hasn't eaten. So this Brahmana comes, and Maharaj Rantidev offers him half of the portion of the food he was eating. Then that Brahmana glorifies the king and he goes away. And he was just about to eat the second, the rest of the food. At that time, another person comes in and asks for, say, "Oh king, I'm hungry, give me some food." So he offers another half of that portion of that food to that person. And then another one comes with a Shudra, comes in, and he asks, along with his dogs, about 8 dogs he comes with, and he asks for the remaining of that food. So that Jantidev offers that because he's a guest, he's Atithi. Atithi means that Atithi. Titi means a day or time, certain time. Atithi means there's no fixed time. So these the guest is also known as Atithi because they just come. They have no time, they have no date. Okay, they will not. So they are called Atithi. So this person with the dog comes, the Shudra comes and he offers. And he offers whole food, what he had. He was just about to break a fast. He offers that. And then he was just about to drink his water. Last thing, anything, there was nothing was remaining there, just the water was left. Just about to drink that water. And Chandala comes in. And so, oh king, I'm so thirsty, please give me some water. Imagine the situation, imagine the whole thing, there's ministers, everybody just you know, seeing this all. So Rantidev and then this he was just about to drink and then he offered this that remaining of the water to this Chandala. So after this all these personality who actually were they came Brahmana the Vaishya and the Shudra and Chandala they appeared they were actually different demigods. It happens so these demigods this king was so pious Rantidev was so pious so great king that he was great devotee. Even demigods went to Lord Vishnu and asked him, said, who's the great devotee? And Lord Vishnu said, Rantidev. And the demigod, in order to test that the Rantidev, all this demigod had created all that famine and then drought and then so on and so forth to test Rantidev. So of course we know that the Maharaj Rantidev he's well known for receiving guests even in the circumstances where he was just about to starve to death. He gives a charity. That is one of the culture of the Vedic. And we know that Maharaj Rantidev Lord Vishnu came and gave darshan, and he went back to Vaikunth for his devotion, for his service. And another example, even in the demoniac, these principles were followed. Even the demons they follow this etiquette. We know from the past time, just like Bali Maharaj, who is a demon also. He knew exactly all the etiquettes. This is what the principle of Vedic, following the Vedic etiquette. Once Duryodhan, Durvasa Muni came to Duryodhan. And Duryodhan is he's well versed in all this etiquette. He pleased Durvasa Muni so greatly by offering him seat, washing his feet, serving him, offering food. To the best. Being the Rasa Muni, he was easily pleased, so he was pleased, and Duryodhana asked for a boon. Rasa Muni offered him a boon. So what would you like? Please ask for a boon. And being a cunning, and being a Duryodhana, he asked, what did he ask? He asked for Durvasa Muni to go to Maharaj Yudhishthir. At that time, Maharaj Yudhishthir was in the forest and living there. And condition he made to Durvasa Muni was that you should go after the lunch time, after the midday, to Maharaj Yudhishthira's camp. And not only you go along with all your attendants.